Chapter 17, The 12th Mandate. He said to me,
"Put away every evil desire and clothe yourself with good and holy desire. For if you are clothed with this good desire, you will hate the evil desire and bridle it as you please. For evil desire is fierce and difficult to tame. It is fearsome, and its ferocity wastes men. In particular, if a servant of God becomes entangled in it and has no prudence, it works dreadful havoc with him. But it costs a heavy price to those who do not have the cloak of good desire and are engrossed with this world. Such men it hands over to death."
"Sir, what are the works of evil desire which hand a man over to death?" I said. "Tell me, so that I may keep away from them." He said,
"Listen then to the works in which evil desire brings death to the servants of God. Foremost of all is the desire for another man's wife or another wife's husband, the desire of profuse wealth, of many useless foods and drinks, and of numerous other foolish luxuries. For every luxury is foolish and empty for the servant of God. Therefore, such desires are evil and death-dealing to the servants of God. An evil desire of this kind is the daughter of the devil. Therefore, one must abstain from evil desires, and by abstention you all may live to God. But as many as are overpowered by them and do not resist them will finally perish, since these desires are deadly. As for you, put on the desire of righteousness, and armed with the fear of the Lord, resist them. For fear of the Lord has its dwelling in good desire. If evil desire sees you armed with the fear of God and resisting, it will flee far away and you will not set eyes on it, because it fears your arms. Therefore, after receiving the crown for your victory against evil desire, advance to the desire of righteousness and attribute the victory to this. Serve the wishes of righteousness. If you serve and are subject to good desire, you will be able to master evil desire and hold it in subjection as you please."
I said, "Sir, I should like to know how I ought to serve good desire."
"I shall tell you,"
he said.
"Practice righteousness and virtue, truthfulness and fear of the Lord, faith, meekness, and all similar good acts. By doing this, you will be a pleasing servant of God and will live to Him. And everyone who are servants of good desires will live to God."